This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're about to talk with a proper World Series legend of your Rangers. This segment is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Franklin Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Evan Carter was exactly what the Rangers needed in the 2023 playoff run. Put up 9 doubles in that postseason, big league record, drawing walks right and left, where the nickname Full Count Carter quickly became a popular phrase for Rangers fans everywhere. And Evan Carter joins us now from the Rangers Clubhouse. Good afternoon, sir. It's an honor to have you. How the heck are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Man, we're doing great. It's our first day here in Surprise. How things been going for you? How you feeling out there?
It's been going great. You know, excited to be back out here playing. Obviously, this is what we want to be out here doing, and I'm more than anxious to get out here and get going again. Really excited.
Yes, sir. We can't wait to watch you. Are we going to get a chance to do that tomorrow then, you think?
Yes, sir. I'll be out there again tomorrow. I will be.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, we're excited about that. Obviously, we're still excited about the 2023 playoff run and what you were able to do. What most sticks out in your memory about what all transpired, I guess, 16 months ago?
Yeah, I mean, I think just as a team, obviously, first time for the Rangers organization, that was just an unbelievable experience. I feel like the crazy part of it is my personal memory of it is a little bit spotty. I mean, I don't really remember any of it. I've got to go back on YouTube and watch some highlights to remember it. It's kind of crazy.
I mean, it must have been a whirlwind, but from our perspective, you were like dialed like a veteran. You know, you were just so poised from day one and gave the team exactly what they needed.
I appreciate that. Thank you. You know, I was surrounded by a lot of guys who were helping me feel that way. A lot of veterans, a lot of guys who were treating me as part of the team as soon as I got there and making me feel comfortable. So big shout out to those guys. I'm really appreciative of that.
Evan, what makes you so calm? You just got this calm demeanor about yourself.
I'm too blessed to be stressed, I guess. I don't know. I mean, listen, it's just...
I love
it. Baseball is not the most important thing in the world to me. So, you know, when I feel like there's more important things in life out there than this,
sure.
Obviously I want to be my absolute best on the field because that's my job. But at the end of the day, you know, there's some peace and comfort knowing that it's not the end-all be-all.
I could sense the frustration when you first got to camp and you were talking about dealing with the back injury last year. But I think this time last year we were all talking about, all right, Evan Carter, can he hit lefties? Is that also a frustrating question to have to answer about the lefty talk? How's that coming along?
Yeah, it definitely is frustrating just from the standpoint of I feel like that's all that I get asked anymore is how's my back and can I hit lefties now? And at the end of the day, you know, I feel like they're not going to get off my back until I prove that. And I understand. I mean, it is what it is. And, you know, that's not going to, you know, change my confidence or waver my confidence in any way. I know what I'm, you know, I know what I'm about. And, you know, it's just at the end of the day, I got to go out there and prove that. And sample size is super small right now. And I know that. So, you know, every opportunity that I get, I've just got to capitalize on it.
How would you describe the competition between you and Leody in center field? I'm sure it's fun. I'm sure you guys are boys, but how much trash talking you do?
No trash talking. I wouldn't consider it a competition. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, he's an incredible player, and I'm, you know, obviously, you know, I'm out there trying to be my best as well. And, you know, there's going to be spots for us no matter what if you hit. And so whoever's hitting, you know, whoever's going to, you know, produce for the lineup that day, I'm there. That's who's going to be out there. And, you know, I think that there's always going to be a spot for both of us if we're doing that.
Hey, Evan, okay, this is really the most important question. When we talked to you last time, I learned that your wife is an incredible cook. Okay, do we learn any more? Do we have any more recipes, things that we need to pass along that she's kind of whipping up in the kitchen for everybody?
We are on the TikTok cookbook right now.
Oh,
doing
there,
some,
you go. There you go.
Some crock pot recipes. You know, it's great because, you know, you can just leave it on and then get home and it's ready to go. You don't got to get it ready or warm it up or anything like that. So we're on the crock pot train right now.
Nice.
Did you get into, like, the Four Nations, like the hockey tournament? I wonder if you think that'd be a fun idea to do in replace of the All-Star game, maybe. Like, you get fired up. I know you've spent some time, like, Team USA. You go ahead and back the country?
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be incredible. Obviously, I didn't even know that was a thing. And the next thing you know, I'm just on the edge of my seat keeping up with it. So that was really fun to watch. And I think that that's definitely something cool to kind of bring the energy for All-Star weekend. I think that'd be really fun.
Tevin Carter with us. If you could play any other sport professionally, which one would it be?
Probably golf. Golf. Get to go some beautiful places, and just seems like a lot of fun. I think it would be a blast.
So you turn on pretty good?
I try to. I good enough to keep me coming back every time, I guess. I'm not going out there and you know, shooting under par or anything, but if I can, you know, play bogey and par golf, it keeps me coming back and have a good time.
So, yeah, you're one of those guys that always birdies the 18th hole then, right? And no matter how bad the day, like, you could play like garbage for like four or five holes and then you birdie 18 and you're like, you're going by the clubhouse and setting up the tee time for the morning, aren't you?
Yeah, there we go. No, I'm out there trying to get a two putt every time, just getting on the green. All right, there, if I can two putt, I'm in business right here.
Do you get to play much out here?
Not a whole lot, honestly. The guys that do, man, they're grinders. By the end of the day, I'm worn out, and I'm not in the mood to go out and, you know, play 18. But there's some guys that are really passionate about it, and I respect it. So it's not me, but a big off-season golf guy for me, though.
You seem like you might be a reader to unwind. Am I on?
A reader? What do you mean? What do you mean?
Like books?
Yeah, I like reading. You know, my mom's actually, she's a librarian, so I guess it runs in the family.
There you go. All right.
Good read, Dawson.
There we go.
What's the best book that you've read lately or something like that?
So I guess when I kind of got into pro ball, I started reading some, I don't want to call them self-help books, but there's a book called Atomic Habits that I read when I first got into pro ball, so that's probably one of my favorite ones of recent memory.
Right on. Yeah. I like that genre. Brian?
Yeah. You know, and Evan, I was going to ask you, like, okay, you talk about the grinding aspect of training camp. And, you know, and we're out here and we see it every day. You're doing something. Is the routine, is it difficult or is the routine good for somebody like you?
As far as, like, spring training and stuff like
this? Every day knowing that you have a set schedule on what you're doing.
Yeah, you know, I think structure is great for me. And when there's no structure given, you know, I try and make it myself. And
sure,
at the end of the day, you know, I feel like a lot of guys have got their own thing that they want to get done, and the Rangers are very accommodating for that. So, you know, I've got my little things here and there that I'm, especially with my back, you know, history, I'm trying to do some certain things to feel good every day. And, you know, they've been very accommodating for that and helping me get done what I need to get done.
What would you say would be the most important body part to keep the back intact? Is it just like a dynamite glute situation, having a caboose for the ages, or do you need that washboard six-pack?
So I actually try and loosen everything up, so I'm not trying to get real tight and big. I'm trying to just throw some WD-40 on the hips and hopefully, you know, keep them nice and loose.
It's Evan Carter here with you on your home of the Rangers. So you mentioned TikTok. Do you guys do social media?
No, I don't. My wife will get on there and watch some videos some, but I don't have one now.
You can find out a lot about stuff though, if you fly down that rabbit hole.
Very educational.
Yeah, it can pull you right in.
You could get suckered into a lot of bad things though too.
I'm sure.
Yeah. A lot of people think reading's the best way to consume good new knowledge, but TikTok's actually where it's at. You should tell your mom that.
Just watch it.
Yeah, there we go.
So you have goals here for 2025, Evan. What do you have in mind?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, I want to play the full season and stay healthy. I mean, I think that's number one right now for me. I guess the goal would be availability. So anything that I can do to be available and contribute to the team this year, that's going to be my goal. So don't really want to set any personal goals or set any expectations, just wanting to stay healthy and contribute in any way possible.
You know, Evan, I was going to, I have a background in the National Football League and being around players and stuff like that. And when you're dealing with injury and stuff, did you find yourself being really lonely doing this? I know you have your rehab stuff and things you're doing, but was it kind of tough with being lonely that way? Or I always experienced that in the NFL. There are guys that seemed like that when they were banged up and they kind of were by themselves. I always felt bad for them that way.
Yeah, and it's incredibly lonely. You know, you're there, but you're not really there. You know, it's kind of I'm at the field, but, you know, I'm not getting ready for the game. I'm not game planning with the guys. I'm not really doing anything. I'm just kind of on my own schedule doing my stuff off in the corner. And it's like,
sure.
I am at the field and I watch the games and, you know, I absorb all the information. And
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And everything, but at the end of the day, like, you know, that bond and that closeness that you get with the guys is, you know, getting ready to compete with them every day, and you don't really have that anymore.
Who's the newest Ranger that's made the biggest impression on you to this point? We got a Berger, we got a Peterson, got a handful of guys.
Yeah. You know, they've both been great. My locker's right beside Peterson. Nick Ahmed as well. You know, he's been great. He's on the other side of me. So I'd say both of those two guys, you know, I get to talk to them a lot just because we're near each other in the locker room.
Jock's got that six-pack abs. He's probably the one that's flexing that the most.
Oh, yeah, he does for sure.
Well, thank you so much, Evan. Huge fan. Thank you so much for the tremendous work you've done. We're excited to have you back right and get after, man. Best of luck.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all.
Cheers. There he goes. Evan Carter here as we broadcast live in Surprise, Arizona on your home of the 2023 World Series champs. It's time to go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius Alexander has your G-Bag of the day.
What a hell of a lead in, bro.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Evan Carter.
All right.
Legend.
Yeah. Man, that hum is something else. What you got? Oh, look at this. Stop. What is that?
Did it stop?
No, it didn't stop in my
hands. Dang it. Yeah, it was gone for a second. That hell of a hum right there.
It goes to Ted Nichols' pain.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to this. Let's get to this. Mr. Broadus, you are a winner so far and champ of G-Bag of the Day. This will be day two right here for you. It was a scouting report, and you're afraid of things, apparently.
Yeah, I am. I know there's a lot of holes. I'm just trying my best not to pick the guy that could potentially bust on me. And Dane's right about Will Johnson.
Blake said.
Gosh.
Reminds me of a camping trip back in 2008.
No Diddy.
Boy Scouts. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Man, I hate to ask the questions, bro. What's going on?
I was about to say, what's going on with that trip?
Camping trip. What happened, bro?
Were you the buster or the bustee?
Oh, yeah. Relax.
So it was me and, like, I don't know, 10 friends or something were gathered around the fire one night, and this was one of those, like, they call them primitive camping sites where it's not a real camping site. You know, you're just on the river, but every mile or two, there's like a turnout where you could go start a fire and put a tent.
Oh, dude.
Right? So car comes flying up the gravel road. Guy stops and he runs the 100 yards or whatever into the woods to find our spot. He's like, oh my goodness, can I camp with you guys? I just woke up and you won't believe what this guy that's camping with us was doing. Yeah.
Going tent to tent?
No.
Was standing over him and he.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Jeez.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Glad we brought that up.
What was that guy?
We did. I'm sorry.
I painted the picture, I suppose.
You did.
He was probably around 20.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were like, sure, dude. More the merrier.
I'd rather wake up with a bear trying to eat me.
Right?
What?
It's quite shocking.
I would.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't, but I understand what you mean. I get the sentiment.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Lucius.
Yeah, I get it, bro.
If I had to pick one of the two, it'd be tough.
Kind of a coin flip.
Let me get a, all right, anyway, let's go to hockey right here. Buffalo Sabres, the broaster, Rob Ray.
He took a puck.
Right to the face. I know you guys seen this.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
The puck has dropped, and it's 4-0. And the Razor just took another one. And that was a rocket.
Yeah.
Best F-bomb in sports is David Ortiz.
Amazing reaction.
That was a real good F-bomb, man.
Oh, it was so good.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
I think it was at the start of the game. It's like the opening face-off. That thing went right into it. I mean, and yeah, about a knot. Man, those guys down between the benches, though, I'm surprised that more of them don't get hit with pucks.
The puck has dropped, and it's 4-0. In the opening
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And he wasn't bleeding. Yeah. He really ate that puck, man.
I seen something saying, like, saying the F word right at the, like, during pain can reduce the pain by 35% or something like that.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. Maybe it's, you know, it's on the internet. It's all cap anyway. We don't know.
I do it a lot.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. What else we got? Oh, we got another overmodulation call.
Perfect.
You know, like those modulation calls. It was like what's that kid's name? Garside. And then they all just go crazy. Remember that?
Lose their mind.
Yeah. Break the mics. Hold on. Get a little Garside at you.
Throw it in. Garside. Off the court. Garside.
What's up? Shoot. Puts it up for the win.
For the win.
Oh my God. Garside.
Great.
We got another one right here. UConn high school basketball player named Colin Cowell. He hit a half-court game winner on his birthday.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Should.
Oh, my first time!
Mitchell Porter!
Shoot it!
Colin Cowell!
Yeah,
just
was
a bunch of noise.
Back to back?
Pandemonium, yeah.
You hear one guy like, shoot it.
Yeah.
That's all the description you get.
Yeah.
Wow.
When I first heard this, I was like, is that kid on that squad named Foreskin?
Oh.
Listen, bro.
Should.
Oh, my Foreskin!
What? Oh, Foreskin.
Oh, Foreskin.
Foreskin.
My foreskin.
He's out of the
game. Oh, my foreskin.
That was a stretch, Lucius. That was a stretch.
Hey, you know, I'm trying here. All right, let's see what else we got. Maybe we did it before we get out of here. Yesterday was a church day. There's a blessing for you. I pray you get it.
Yes,
shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes. Freddie D. Haynes. And that's Frederick Douglass Haynes. Man was made for this moment. We have a preacher that is not a fan of what y'all are doing to the music in the churches nowadays.
But I was driving through it, and it said traditional service, 9 o'clock. Then it said contemporary service, 11 o'clock. It said blended service. Blended service, 10 o'clock. Now, why don't they just put compromising service? You know, I mean, it's compromise. And they're trying to take our music don't even sound right in that atmosphere. They'll take our lyrics from our book and change the melody to it and change the style that accompanies it. No, amazing grace. No, how sweet the sound. No, that saved a wretch like me.
No,
I wasn't alone. No, blind, but now say. That's sacrilegious.
Come on, bro. He just wanted to show off.
He did.
I was getting my wallet out to throw in the bucket.
Man,
if he's telling us that, if that's something we don't want to do in church, he's doing it awfully the wrong way. You know what I mean? It's terrible.
He's trolling us,
guys,
man.
Down there in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, doing that stuff.
Hey, whatever gets you closer to God. You know what I'm saying?
That's an awful way to make your point. And that was an awful way I made my point, but still. It's an awful way.
We got Broadus Afraid. We have Sabres announcer Rob Ray.
OF.
We have overmodulation play-by-play of a UConn game.
We're going to block by foreskin.
Preacher, not a fan of the musical remixes. I'm going to go with the Sabres announcer, Chief. How about you?
Yeah, samesies.
Yes. Lucius?
Overmodulation, I guess.
Walter?
Broadus.
Brian?
Hockey.
By a score of 3-1-1, and your new G-Bag of the Day champion, it's the Sabres announcer Rob Ray, hit by a puck.
They said again.
Again.
Yeah, the guy said again.
Wow. Yeah, he's been hit a couple of times already.
You got to find a new spot to stand.
Yeah. Yeah. Or get a helmet and a
mask. He's trying to tell you something.
He's a puck man.
Best of the weekend, Chief.
Yeah, I spent all weekend turning Rangers players into concession menu items. We will unveil the tasty treats next right here in the nation.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.